is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting there was no movement of civilians in or out or humanitarian aid to the embattled Eastern Ghouta of Syria Wednesday, despite a Russian-backed daily five-hour humanitarian pause and corridors. Russian President Vladimir Putin said with Turkey's cooperation, quite a large group of those who wanted to leave were successfully evacuated. A second group, he said, was prevented from doing so by militants. Hundreds have died in nearly 2 weeks of heavy bombardment at the last major rebel stronghold near the Syrian capital. A UN Security Council resolution Saturday demanded a 30-day ceasefire, but has not been implemented. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Kelly Curry told the council that while the rebels have agreed to allow aid in, the Bashar al-Assad regime has said no. She took aim at Russia's humanitarian pause.
This is cynical, callous, and in flagrant defiance of the demands of 2401. Russia does not get to unilaterally rewrite the terms of the resolution they negotiated and they sat here and voted for.
Syria's ambassador shot back.
Say the race.
Bashar Jafri blamed terrorists for launching hundreds of missiles into Damascus, causing hundreds of casualties. Meanwhile, in Geneva, the U.S. accused Russia of violating its duty to rid Syria of chemical weapons. Syria denies it's used such weapons against rebel-held areas. Unidentified attackers killed a U.N. Children's Agency employee and five education workers in an attack in Central African Republic. The U.N. agency released details Wednesday about Sunday's attack in the northeast town of Markunda, near Chad. All six were CAR citizens. UNICEF condemned what it called the senseless act against aid workers trying to improve the lives of the most vulnerable populations. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani Wednesday offered recognition to the Taliban in